date March 21st. Is there a 10th planet? Stay with us.
Stardate is presented every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate March 21st. Astronomers have been looking for a 10th planet ever since they found the 9th one, Pluto. Pluto was discovered as recently as the year 1930. Its orbit had been predicted beforehand by calculations based on the peculiar motion of the next planet inward, Neptune. Later, Pluto was found to be far too much of a lightweight to have powerful enough gravity to alter the shape of Neptune's orbit. Many astronomers wondered, is there a 10th planet beyond Pluto? Well, over the years, some astronomers have said that Neptune's orbit really isn't peculiar after all, that the supposed irregularities in the orbit were actually due to observational error. Now a group of astronomers at the U.S. Naval Observatory is checking out that theory. They're analyzing some 6,000 recorded observations of Neptune, including a possible one made by Galileo more than 200 years before Neptune was discovered. They're not saying there is a 10th planet. If something is influencing Neptune's orbit, it may be something as yet unknown. On the other hand, if the 10th planet really exists, the group is ready to draw some tentative preliminary conclusions about it. The irregularities in Neptune's orbit could be caused by a planet with 2 to 5 times the mass of the Earth, at a distance 50 to 100 times farther than Earth from the Sun. By the way, Neptune itself is only 30 times as far from the Sun as we are. And although the planet is very large, it takes a fair-sized telescope to see it. Our program's called Stardate, and it's written by Deborah Bird and produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, Texas, zip 78712. Thank you for your company. I'm Joel Block.
Blind date, March 21st. A 10th girlfriend? Romantics have long had the reputation for being philanderers, often having as many as 5 or 6 girlfriends. One fellow we heard of was better than most at making blind dates. He had 10 in 1 week. His modus operandi was simple. He'd call a telephone number at random, and if a man answered the phone, he'd claim it was a wrong number and simply hang up. If a woman answered the phone, he'd say he was from the bank and that he'd like to get her a loan. Well, all went well until the bank found out and put him into default, and the telephone company found out and disconnected his telephone service. Well, that's our short little story for tonight. Blind Date is written and produced for the Burger King Observatory at the University of New York at Stony Brook, zip 11794, each and every week by Deborah Canary. We thank you for your company. I'm H&R Block. Well, it's about 3 minutes past 12, and you've just stumbled into Radio Free Long Island.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. none of the guys go steady, because it wouldn't be right to leave a deaf girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Something from the album Yes Nukes. It's an old favorite of Arnie Pritchett's, the tune I Get Around. Arnie, why don't you stay for a couple hours?
All right.
Oh no, I can't believe I asked that. Well, you're tuned to Radio Free Long Island, and Mike Uhas and Eric Corley are our names, although Eric just stepped out. He'll be stepping back in, hopefully shortly. Last week he had to go to a party, and I'm surprised he made it back by airtime. I'm not surprised he didn't make it back this time. I've been told, and I have it on quite good authority, that Bunky and Spunky will actually be here live in the studios tonight. But we'll never know until we hear them. Oh, well. In the meantime, why not just listen to a little bit of music here on Radio Free Long Island. Well, in addition to having a live presentation of Funky and Spunky, I've also been told we're going to have a complete weather forecast. On Radio Free Long Island, of course.
It's time to ask our weekly question here on Radio Free Long Island. Where the hell is Sidney Shriver?
And our guess is as good as yours, ladies and gents. Now, if you remember, I guess about two weeks ago, our street reporter, Sid Shriver, was kidnapped right on the air down the docks in Port Jeff Harbor.
Yeah, and we've only heard one message from him since then, and that came last week in the form of a tape delivered to our studio.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, do you remember some of the sounds we heard on that tape, Mike?
Sounds, yeah, there were all sorts of sounds, but, you know, the interesting part, I thought it was very intriguing how the kidnapping types actually brought their sound effects or something, I don't know, they rang the doorbell, and I never knew we had a doorbell here.
We don't have a doorbell here, I don't know how that happened, but they did ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
I don't think it's our doorbell, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of those sounds?
Oh, yeah, some of the sounds, yeah, could I forget? I mean, there were all sorts of African tribal dances, and cows and chickens, from what I could make out.
Crazy.
And it's really a mystery. It certainly is a mystery to me, where they're just actually hiding him.
It is to me, too, and I don't think anyone on the radio station or the police force has come up with any clues of any sort, so we still have no idea where Sidney Shriver is.
Mm. Hey, you know what I'd like to do?
What's that?
I'd like to hear a tape of Sidney at his finest. Now, wait a minute, do we have such a thing? Was he ever fine?
that's not nice, Mike.
Let's hear a tape of him at his finest while he was interviewing some...
That is a very nice idea.
Some native Long Islanders, yeah.
We do happen to have a tape right here in the studio, in fact.
Oh, really?
I believe this was...
what a stroke of luck.
This was about a month or so back. Do you remember that time when he was, I believe he was in Hopog somewhere?
You mean the day he was on the expressway?
On the Long Island Expressway. That was, it was a classic, and I really think it's Sidney Shriver at his finest.
Oh, it certainly
as far
was.
As I will ever find it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what did he cause, a 14-car pileup or something?
I think it was I think it was 14. I'm pretty sure it was.
Let's
hear the tape.
Let's run the tape.
Sidney Shriver.
This is Sidney Schreiber on exit 57 of the Long Island Expressway. We came down here tonight to talk to some native Long Islanders and find out how they feel about various things. Now, there wasn't anybody here when we arrived, but our microphone started to attract attention from the passing motorists almost immediately. Anyway, somebody turned to look at us and didn't look where he was going. So before we knew it, there was a 14-car collision right at our feet. So now there are plenty of people to talk to, so let's go right over and meet some Long Islanders. Good evening, sir. What's on your mind? Well, that's a pretty big dent you have in that Camaro of yours. How did you do it? Well, we'll get back to you a little later. How about you, sir? What is your name?
James.
James what?
What?
What's your last name?
That's right.
What's right?
Exactly.
Let's start from scratch. Now, what is your last name?
Right.
What's right?
My name.
Oh, I see. Your last name is Wright. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. James Wright.
No. You had it right the first time.
I had what right?
That's right.
What is?
Now you've got it.
Listen, guy, I don't like games. For the last time, tell me your last name.
And I'm telling you for the last time, what is my name?
Are you trying to make a farce out of this program? This isn't What's My Line. We're here to meet Long Islanders who have something interesting to say. Now, let me just go to the next question. Do you have a favorite popular band?
Yes.
Well, who are they?
Yes.
Who is your favorite band?
No. Yes.
Who?
Yes.
The band?
No. Yes.
Why don't we just visit with another local Long Islander here? Here's somebody we can chat with. You look like a traffic policeman, is that correct?
That's absolutely right. My name is Officer Krupke. Are you the nut who's responsible for creating this mess here?
I'm not sure I understand, officer.
Well, let me just explain. There's 14 cars all scattered all over the countryside here, and they're totally demolished. And everybody's saying it's because of some bozo standing in the middle of the street waving a microphone. And I just want to say that if that person is you, guy, you better turn down that little thing and come down to the precinct with me and answer a few questions.
I think I know who you're talking about, officer. I saw somebody with a big microphone and a lot of wires go walking up that side road over there.
Where? Veterans Highway?
Right over there, behind those trees. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, pal.
Okay, sure. Well, I think we visited with enough of Long Island citizens for one night. I really should be running along right now, so I'm going to turn you back to the studios. For Radio Free Long Island on exit 57 of the expressway, I'm Sidney Schreiber. Come on, guys. We got to get out of here. Are we off? Did they turn us off? I think my mic's still...
Sidney Schreiber. Unbelievable. We did seem to have some bad luck with his microphone turning it off on time. Especially that time.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad when you look back on it and you think of all the things that he's done for the station, the places he's gone, the people he's found and talked to.
Yeah, he's been good at that.
He's really made things pretty interesting, I'd say, for us here at the station, as far as meeting people, mm-hmm. especially in court buildings. It's been interesting.
He's certainly hit a cross-section of all sorts of native Long Islanders. I wonder if we're ever going to see him again.
I don't know, but I think if...
Maybe we'll know the answer by the end of today.
I think we'll find out tonight one way or the other. I just have that feeling. But I wonder where he is. I mean... These jungle sounds.
That was particularly intriguing. It sounded like they took him away to Nicaragua or something like that.
That doesn't make sense, though. I mean, from Long Island Sound to Nicaragua?
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
You never know what these folks are, what they're planning.
Well, let's make an appeal to the people out there to, if they know anything, if they've heard anything in the last couple of days that could give any sort of a hint, an indication as to where Sidney Schreiber might be.
Would you please call us?
Call us now. Let us know.
And if you have any spare money, you can send that along to us.
Well, that would be nice, too.
You can pledge that.
They ask for a ransom or something. But basically, we want Sidney information. Schreiber. If you were around Port Jefferson Harbor the night it happened 2 weeks ago, give us a call. tell us anything that happened. It might be important.
246-7901. Area code 516, if you happen to be on the Connecticut side of the puddle.
And we'll be here monitoring the phones throughout the night. And
or at least one of us will be.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Right now, I guess we should wait for the phone calls, go into some music. How's that sound to you?
Sounds like a great idea.
It was my mommy last day. Call me with it.
Well, that was NRBQ, and it was an accident. No, I played that on purpose. I really did. And, you know, it's one of these things that, you know, we have to do these days. Oh, wait a minute. Who's that over there? It's Bunky and Spunky. Hey, kids, how's it going?
Hi, Mr. Mike. Hi, Mr. Mike. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you kids these days?
Oh, we're mighty fine. Just dandy. But don't tell Mom and Pop we snuck out.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what do you have on your minds tonight?
Well, gosh, you roonies. We came here because we've been getting lots of cards and letters from all those folks out there who are real interested in what we have to say, and we'd like to thank all of you for sending all those nice letters to us.
Well, what did they have to say?
Well, gosh, we only have a few with us, but we'd like to answer those letters if we could.
Well, it sounds kind of dangerous, but let's give it a shot.
Okay. Well, in response to Mr. David Berkowitz, I'm real sorry, but we don't know of any way to make a chainsaw out of soap, shoe polish, and cloth. But if you figure it out, please let us know.
Any more
very
letters?
Puzzling. It sure is. Gosh, your moonies. I'm sorry I was tickling you there, Spunky. I couldn't help it. Anyway,
I'm telling.
Oh, Mom and Pop better not find out, or we're in big trouble. Well, anyway, as for the letter from Mr. Abby Hoffman, we still stick by what we said about good citizens not planting bombs or drugs or anything like that. And anyway, what do all those funny things you call this mean?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Well, a confidential answer to Mr. R.R. in Washington, D.C. First, you gotta be more specific. Get what up?
Yes, definitely.
But, gee, you know, I wish we had more letters with us. But that's all we have now. However, why don't all you nice folks out there write us in? You can write to Bunky and Spunky care of this station.
Of course.
WUSB SUNY at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York. And don't forget the zip code for nice Mr. Postman, 11794.
Oh, boy. Well, do you have anything else for us?
Well, gee, we'd like to talk to you a little later. Oh, if we could, even though
definitely.
It's well past our bedtime.
Absolutely. Okay, so then how would you guys like to hear some music now?
Okay.
Boy, you guys better get your act together here. Do you know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
There's a clock up there.
Oh!
What's it say?
It's 12:32.
Aha.
Thank you.
kind of sounds like Roland Alfonso's James Bond to me.
Positively.
All right. At least I get somebody to agree with me on that today. Ah, well. And once again, you've made it to Radio Free Long Island. Why, thank you very much.
You're not turning
up. Okay. Some southern young lady just brought me in a Suffolk telephone book following our appeal of last week. Well, let's see who we can call tonight. Just on the hope of getting somebody. Who should we call? Who should we call? The Yellow Page is always good. Okay, sure, why not? Cesspool repair. Sure, great. Cesspool repair. Okay, well, I don't want to do it right now. There's only one way we can figure out who's going to do it now. And that's, should we listen, should we call up the cesspool place now or what?
Well, gosh, your roonies, what's a cesspool?
Oh, boy. Geez, your mom hasn't told you guys anything yet, has she?
Yeah.
No, not you.
Yeah, I think that... No, on second thought, no.
Okay, so...
No, definitely.
You'll go swimming in a cesspool?
Very good. We'll call up the cesspool place a little bit later. Right now, we're going to have some music here, this time from the Gay Lads. Uh-huh. Funky and Spunky.
What's
what?
Happy People?
The song's called... What's it called now? Stop Making Love. Does that meet with your approval in there?
Oh, yeah!
Everybody should love everybody else, but why should you stop?
That's right.
I'm out of here.
your love.
Thank you, Grupo Sportivo on Radio Free Long Island. Yeah, that's from the album Mistakes, which I believe is their only album out. Okay, we've decided we're going to call... We are going to, in fact, call a cesspool... let's see, is this a 24-hour number? Any day, any hour. Okay. Let's see if there's anybody home.
The number you have reached.
Oh, boy.
Four.
Okay. Well, how do you like that? Let's see. We're going to have to try another cesspool company. Well, that's the same number. Can't do that. Okay. Try this one here. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Okay, let's try this. This one claims emergency service any day and any hour. Last week we called up some folks in New York City. This time we're calling up Suffolk. Since that's where we are, in Suffolk. I'm calling your number. Well, you know, these people, I don't know. They probably know that we're calling, and they're probably going to answer the phone by saying, 66, or something like that. Well, I said that last week. I can't say it again. You lose. Oh, well. I guess our trusty listeners lose as well. How do you like that? I moved the microphone without even making it squeak. I've become professional in the last couple of minutes here. Ooh, I ruined it. Ruined my reputation then. Well, in a few more minutes, I think we're going to hear a Bunky and Spunky announcement on... but not right yet. Shortly. Very shortly, we're going to hear a Bunky and Spunky announcement on industrial safety. And Bunky's going to open that door, so you better watch out. You're going to fall right through that door. Hi, Bunky. Boy, he's running around like a little mouse. He enjoys it. So Bunky's in there. Let's just hear what Spunky has to say.
Bunky's in there!
Didn't I just say that?
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, boy.
Is Bunky still in there?
He's on his way out now.
Oh, boy!
Oh, the monitor's already there. I don't hear anything.
Oh, boy. I don't...
Can I turn up the volume and see?
Yeah, not too loud. I'd like to describe Spunky for you today. Spunky.
I don't hear anything in there.
You don't? Oh. Well, then we're going to have to fix that then.
Oh, gosh, Ronnie.
Huh. Something happened.
It's broken.
I can't believe this. Unless I have
Your friends, huh? Go in and tell me if it's on now. Just throw a few switches in here and maybe they'll hear something. No siree. I gotta go in there and fix that. So in the meantime, we're gonna have a little bit of more music on Radio Free Long Island. Band that calls themselves Rox, R-O-X, from their album of that same name, Last Time. Geez, you know, I don't know, I'm feeling very inadequate right now because Bunky and Spunky are getting all the telephone calls and I'm not. Well, this next thing ought to throw them for a loop.
say never again, cause here I am in love again, I'm head over heels in love again with you. I'll never say never kiss you again, cause here I am, I'm kissing you again, it's just a thing I said I'd never do. I walked away, I said goodbye, I was hasty, wasn't I? I missed you so I thought I'd die, but it's all over now, throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again again, cause here I am in love again, I'm head over heels in love again with the same sweet you.
Bet you all thought that was something different on Radio Free Long Island over WUSB Stony Brook. It's 1 o'clock exactly, according to this clock, which means it's probably about five after or five before. But here's something we've all been waiting for. Bunky and Spunky to be there. Isn't that true?
Yep.
Did you notice that Bunky and Spunky are in the other ears in that last piece?
Other ears? What does that mean?
Well,
yeah.
You're in this ear, and
ooh.
And Bunky's over here.
Gosh, isn't technology wonderful?
I'll say it is. Except if you're at home listening on a mono radio.
This is practically the space age!
And everything like that. Just be careful if you work in Cape Canaveral.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a very good idea. Well, anyway, I've had about enough of you two that I can stand. For now, at least. I'll get back to you guys later, okay?
Bye.
Don't feel too bad, okay?
Okay.
What one says, the other one follows with. No, this isn't George Benson.
Thank you.
some real music. That's from Kilimanjaro. Although they did sound a bit like George Benson. We're actually very privileged and pleased tonight to have in our other studio there, say who you are.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Brianna O'Brien.
And what are you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to give you the weather.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, good morning to you, and from the WUSB newsroom, here's a look at the weather for the nation and the Long Island area for Saturday, March 21st. As rain is expected in the Northwest and California, with snow at higher elevations. Showers and thunderstorms are expected from the plains through Missouri and light snow in northern New England. It'll be sunny only in the southeast tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the 70s from California to the Gulf Coast and South Plains, and temperatures will be in the 80s in parts of southern Texas and the southwest deserts. Highs in the 30s and 40s across the plains, Ohio Valley, the Great Lakes, and New England. A winter storm spread snow over the Rockies, and several inches of snow are expected. It's snowing over the Great Lakes in the Appalachians and New England, and most areas are cloudy this evening with a few clear spots in the southeast. Now, if you plan on traveling to Boston tomorrow, you might bear in mind that it will be cloudy, and highs tomorrow will be around 39. If you'll be in Chicago, it will be cloudy there, highs around 40. In Detroit, it will be partly cloudy tomorrow, around 41 degrees. Houston will be partly cloudy at 78 degrees.
Party, huh?
Partly. In Los Angeles, it'll be cloudy around 64. In Miami Beach, it'll be sunny and a very pleasant 76 degrees.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I would say that, Eric.
I think so.
Yeah? Okay, I'm glad you agree. Now, if you plan on taking a leisurely stroll in Central Park at around this time, I wouldn't exactly advise it, but anyway, it'll be 35 degrees and cloudy. The humidity is 44%. The barometric pressure, yes it is, 29.57 and rising, and the winds are at 7 miles per hour, and they're from the west. Now, the USB Long Island weather is calling for...
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not. Only you, Eric. Now, it'll be clear skies tonight. Temperatures low in the 20s. Mostly sunny and milder tomorrow. High temperatures in the 40s. Clear tomorrow night, low in the 30s. The chance of precipitation, Eric, 20% tonight, 10% tomorrow, and near zero tomorrow night. Mike, will you please answer the door?
Okay.
Okay. Winds are west to northwest at 10 miles per hour or less tonight.
Let me just get that door there.
Okay. And they'll be increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour tomorrow. Variable winds tonight will be at 10 miles per hour or less. I hope you don't get blown over. Okay. The outlook for Sunday is increasing cloudiness.
Blown over, you say?
Yes.
Who, me?
Highs in the 50s. I doubt anything could blow you over, Mike. And that is the weather, if anybody heard it, for Saturday, March 21st. And that is the first full day of spring.
Yes, you should mention that, don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
Why not? Oh, I'm sorry. I can't go along with that.
Why not? Well, he can't. He doesn't know. He can't,
he
make
can't
up
go along with that, huh?
He can't make up his own mind.
He never
sounds
can make
good
up his
to me.
Sounds
see?
Good to me, too.
Well, Brianne, I...
Yeah, yes, Crazy Mike.
Do you think anybody was actually listening to your weather forecast?
Yeah, I hope not. You didn't tell me you were going to do a butcher job on it.
Well, just because his body's falling down the stairs... Oh, sorry. We're going to have to definitely put a light in that stairwell there.
I definitely agree. Sounds good to me. Really sounds very good to me.
Somebody should answer that doorbell as well, don't you think? I mean, it's kind of... We're the only radio station in the nation that has a doorbell in the studio.
Yes. It's a very dangerous station.
So, the most dangerous
station in the nation, right.
Right. Let's open that door and just see what's going on here. Eric, do you agree with me?
That's a good idea.
That's, usually he just says, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
See? There he was. He just said, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Jeez, you know, I'm reading this guy's mind. That's pretty good, don't you think?
Sounds good
I
to me.
I suppose so.
More music on USB FM.
they want. They're demanding that the radio station play Barry Manilow and the Osmonds.
Then that should be easy.
No, Bunky. The station won't let them.
Then it's up to us to do something.
Yeah, but what?
Let's go see Mr. Eric and Mr. Mike.
Mike, it's after 1 o'clock now, and we haven't gotten any noticeable response in our pleas to save Sidney Schreiber. I really don't know what to say.
Well, I know what to say. The fact of the matter is that the people of Long Island don't care about a fellow human being when he's in trouble. They're too damn busy having their parties or cutting their grass or putting Long Island Loves Newsday stickers on their cars.
Mm.
But when it comes down to helping save the life of a reporter, and a damn good reporter to boot, I might add, they just stick their heads in the sand like ostriches. You know, I'm really kind of disgusted by it.
How quickly they forget.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, do we abandon hope just because our listeners are too spineless and wishy-washy to help us out? Or do we continue to try and find them all by ourselves? Or do we just play Barry Manilow and Donnie and Marie and solve everybody's problems? And I really don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. But I'm really kind of disgusted, you know.
I understand how you feel, Mike. I really do. But I just, you know, what is that sound?
I think it's somebody ringing the doorbell.
We don't have a doorbell. How could we not?
I don't know. This is the only radio station that has a doorbell.
But we don't have one, Mike.
Well, something's ringing. Why don't you go answer the door?
Okay, let me just go up. Oh!
Typical. I thought Sidney Schreiber was
that.
Kidnapped.
Wow. Why did you leave that there?
Yeah. All right. Well, just see who's at the door.
Okay. Hello. Look who's here.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Mr. Mike.
Hi, Mr. Eric. We want to help you find a nice Mr. Sidney Schreiber.
Wow, that's very noble of you, kids, but what can you do?
Well, we've been thinking that we could sing songs until he's released.
Yeah, like a vigil.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, you might as well just start right now.
Okay,
here we go. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
They're very good, huh?
Yeah.
Don't forget to say my
Well,
if they're listening now.
Think you got any other tunes in your repertory?
Should we give a message to the kidnappers?
Let's just see what they have to say.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just hope they don't start singing
very
anymore.
Very good, very good.
Are my ears on straight? Is my nose in place?
Oh, boy.
Do I have a cute expression on my face? Is my head on tight? Do I
got anything else?
Look all right to be taken home a Christmas Day.
Well.
Very nice.
Apparently now, Funky and Spunky are going to keep singing until Sidney Schreiber is released.
And I certainly hope the kidnappers are listening because...
We're going to keep
featuring Bunky and Spunky singing songs of Barry Manilow soon, I believe, and Donnie and Marie, and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, right.
And Sidney Schreiber, we're thinking of you.
Yes.
Better hope they pay Barry Manilow soon, or else you're never going to see Long Island again.
Gee, I kind of like Barry Manilow anyway. Could you put the radio on, please?
Sure. I'll call the last request. Har har.
Don't cross the street in the middle of the block. Teach your eyes to look up. Teach your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner.
That's awful. They can't do that. It's blackmail.
Wait,
where's my Donnie and Marie? Where's Barry?
I think this is sort of nice, actually.
I can't take this much longer. Oh, let me call them up right now.
Pretty interesting to note that they can pick us up way down there in Africa.
Sure.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you've stumbled onto Radio Free Long Island.
Super.
Uh-huh. My name's Mike Uhas, and you think I should say what your name is?
Great idea.
Eric Corley over there. Look, the man who has no mind for himself. Well, we're waiting word on the hijacker, the kidnapper of Sidney Schreiber, and, Uh-oh, the telephone. Let me answer the telephone. Radio Free Long Island, hello.
Hey, listen. I'll give you back Schreiber. You just stop those two clowns, Bunky and Spunky, from singing.
Well, Bunky and Spunky, first of all, say they're not clowns, but what do we have to do?
Well, since we're in South America, it'll take a while to get back to Long Island. So have Bunky and Spunky meet us alone at Fort Jeff Harbor in half an hour. Now listen, no funny stuff and no cops. We'll blow up the place with blasting caps.
I knew it!
Sure, they'll be there.
Let's go!
Am I in Port Jeff again?
You sure are.
Now, you kids, you can go for a ride.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not being a good citizen.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. Does your mother know what you're up to?
I bet you gave her plenty of gray hairs. You should hang your head. Being a bad man and mean to people and playing with blasting caps and all.
You'll get into big trouble someday. Mark my words.
Okay, just stop and I'll go.
And kidnapped.
Gosh, Mr. Policeman, that man almost kidnapped us.
That's all I need to know.
Well, what are you doing, officer?
I'm taking you down to the station. You're under arrest for attempted kidnapping.
I was the one who was kidnapped. They just saved me.
Tell that to the judge, pal.
Shouldn't we do something to stop them, Bunky?
Yeah, but you can't interfere with a policeman doing his duty. That's not being a good citizen. We'll call Mr. Mike and Mr. Eric.
Hi, kids. How's it going? He was? Really? Huh. Well.
What happened?
Well, apparently, Sidney Schreiber was just... You just heard it yourself. I mean...
I heard something. I don't want to think. What? Tell me what happened. I want to hear it in plain English.
Apparently, the kidnappers came back from Costa Rica or Nicaragua or wherever the hell they were, and they brought Sidney Schreiber back, and they dropped him off, and they wanted to kidnap Funky and Spunky, our poor kids, you know, poor kid reporters.
Yeah.
And they were talking about kidnapping or something, and the cops came. They just happened to be there.
Yeah.
And they took Schreiber because they thought he was kidnapping Bunky and Spunky, so they took Schreiber away, and now he's in jail.
So he picked up right where he left off, in other words.
Well, at least he's back
on
America.
No sooner does he set foot on American soil
than
American soil hits him in the face.
At least he's in a safe place as in a jail.
Well, okay. We know where he is now, and let's make sure he stays somewhere we know where he is.
Yeah, let's just leave him in jail, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do something new now.
Okay.
To my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling pool. Oh, that is black gold, Texas tea. You know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star.
time for some news of the day. In Togo this evening, a...
Yoo-hoo. Can I come in?
Do you see who that is?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Harvey Hunter. He's here again. I told you. I told you he was here once before. And this time, you actually get to see him.
Well, I'm certainly glad to see the two of you here together like this. That's an event in itself.
It certainly is. What brings you by the studios tonight, anyway?
Well, I can't stay for long. I just wanted to stop by and tell you that we were almost finished with the motion picture.
That's called Week of the Whale or something like that.
Yes, that's right. It should be out in about 2 or 3 weeks, and I hope you come and see it.
Oh, we'll be first online, Harv. But you don't mind if I call you Harv, do you?
Oh, no. Go right ahead. That's good that you'll be first online. Is there something wrong with your co-host?
Eric?
Yeah.
Now, he's just kind of looking all glassy-eyed and stunned because he adores you. He's one of your biggest fans. He just can't believe you're actually here. I told him you were here before and he missed you. But
yeah, that's right.
Eric, why don't you say something?
I'm sorry if I look kind of strange, but I just can't get over it. Imagine Harvey Hunter right here in our studios now. It boggles my mind.
You see what I mean, Harv? You don't mind if I call you Harv, do you?
No. Go right ahead. Yeah, I see it all the time, though, you know. Even my old mother, she don't look at me in quite the same way anymore. You know, it's something.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but I'm used to it now. But listen, that's not what I came over here to talk to you about.
Oh.
You remember the last time I was here, you said you'd like to hear a preview of the motion picture soundtrack?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm happy to say that I'll be able to get a copy delivered here next week.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's really great. That's far out. That's really great. We're going to have to put that on right away. We'll probably be the first station in the nation, first station in the world to have that, right?
We can't possibly thank you enough, Harvey. That's really...
Well, that's really, really very nice of you. I mean, why do you put yourself out?
Don't mention it. It's a little token of appreciation just for having a radio program like this. I really think it's one of the best programs on the air right now.
Well, that's pretty great. I just think
I think it's amazing. Somebody of your stature who's been on Merv Griffin's show and Johnny Carson,
right?
And Dick Cavett, I believe, just comes down here like this. It's really inspiring for me anyway.
Yeah, me too.
It makes my day. It makes my night. It makes everything. It's fantastic. I don't know what to say. It's great. Well, I really got to be moving along now.
Oh, you mean you can't stay around?
Well, I play guest
DJ.
I'd like to do that someday. Maybe I can come back sometime. But listen, you'll get that package sometime next week. You let me know how it sounds over the air, because I'm going to be in Peru. Visiting some friends of mine. And I will be back in about a month or so. I'll catch
a whole month?
Well, I'll catch the first showing of the motion picture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be back for that, and maybe I'll drop by again sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, take care of yourself.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, sure.
Eric, what do you have to say?
Well, I'd like to thank him a lot for coming by, and I hope to see him again real soon. And, can I have your autograph? I know it sounds kind of silly, but I just, you know, like those.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Wow.
Well, goodbye.
Well, goodbye. I'll see you again sometime.
What
is that? Oh.
Harvey Hunter took over our own $900 cassette.
Oh, I hurt my head. Oh, you shouldn't leave that there. I got to be running
along.
It's
all Frank Burgett's fault.
Okay, well, I'll make sure you tell him that that's not a good thing to do.
Well, please, come back again.
I'll see you again real soon, okay?
Don't let that discourage you, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
WUSB, Stony Brook.
Thank you.
That was Kate Bush by request. Spunky requested that. It's Wuthering Heights, ballad of Heathcliff and Catherine. It wasn't the Semaphore version. Well, it comes to our telephone call portion of the show. We call you, you don't call us. Let's move the phone over here. We're calling on campus tonight. We're just dialing random numbers. Nobody home. So we're going to have to make another call. Hello, we're calling from Radio Free Long Island, the radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, no kidding. I was just listening to the show.
Really?
On USB. WUSB.
That's us.
How you doing? Hey, it's Wow.
Yeah, my name's Mike Uhas. And,
why are you calling me?
Why? Well, we just been trying some random numbers, and yours, excuse me a second. Just had to cough there.
Oh.
You heard it, but our listeners didn't. Just had to cough. Yours was the second call I tried tonight. And,
oh, what'd I win?
You win a free life-size teddy bear model of Bunky and Spunky.
Oh, great. Oh, I just want to say something about Bunky and Spunky. You know, just because of them, my life has changed.
Really? They happen to be sitting in the room.
I hear them every once in a while, and I've stopped playing with blasting caps. I'm a much better person for it.
Wow. Hey, did you hear that, guys?
Oh, there! Oh, wow!
Yes. Boy, this is a small world, huh? Well, I'm really glad to hear that.
So, what's new in Radio Free Long Island?
Well, we actually found somebody that listens. We were gonna call up a
lot of sickness going on.
Yeah, we were gonna call up a random number in. I think we had a number in. I think it was Virginia. But we were just going to call somebody up down there, but apparently our tie line's broken and we can't get down there. So we ended up calling local. You can't get much more local than this.
Well, for me, huh?
Yes.
It boosts my ego, I see.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, pretty soon we're going to have some more. Well, how long have you been listening? Did you hear the Bunky and Spunky sketch, their public service announcement on industrial safety?
Oh, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful, yes.
Especially if you work in a thin film lab around the gold plating baths and not to drink the cyanide solution. I was just told that today at work. That's what I do.
You work in an industrial sector?
Basically, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So you found that very helpful tonight.
I did.
I find it very relevant to my life.
I'm going to have to go put a sign on top of the gold plating bath this week. Don't drink. It says Bunky and Spunky. Could get awful sick.
Yeah. Oh, well. So it's pretty quiet around here. I don't know how many people are actually listening. But uh-huh. No, I don't want to say that. Make you feel better.
You're probably the only one.
You think so? Could be.
Could well be.
The only strange person here. Except there are a lot of peculiar noises going out there. It must be the rites of spring or something. Or the summer.
Today was the first day of spring.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Well, actually, today, it being Saturday, is the first full day of spring.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, I could explain the note on my door, then.
Uh-oh, what did it say?
I came back this evening and found a note on my door. There's nobody here. There's nobody home. The note said something about Capistrano and something about swallows. I thought they went out for munchies or something. They haven't been back, and I heard about, you know, it's the first day of spring. Maybe they went to watch the swallows return or something. I don't know. Understand. I thought it was a new Italian dish, but you know, I'm kind of stupid. Anyway, so, well, not too much excitement on studying with camps, I guess. I'm painting.
You're painting?
Painting my room, yes.
And you're listening to Radio Free Long Island.
Yeah,
in the
well, you know, it's another wasted evening. Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. Do you like Tom Waits?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Okay, good idea. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, but you called me.
Oh, couldn't get you. Oh, well, usually I get them. Can't chalk up another one.
Oh, well.
Well,
it's been fun.
Okay, well, here's your Tom Waits for you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you playing that for me.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Out there tonight. Yeah, for anybody who's ever whistled this song. Well, maybe you whistled it, but you lost the sheet music. I don't like going away. As long as I'm my own, I show up. But I've always kind of been partial to calling myself up on the phone and asking myself out. You know? Oh, yeah, you call yourself up too, huh? Yeah. Well, one thing about it, you're always around. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you ask yourself out, you know, some class joint somewhere. The Burrito King or something. And, well, I ain't cheap, you know. Take yourself out for a couple of drinks, maybe, you know. And you meet some provocative conversation on the way home. Park in front of the house, you know, and just, oh yeah, you smooth, you know, you put a little nice music on, maybe you put on like, you know, like shopping music, something that's not too interruptive, you know, and then, slide over real nice, you know, oh, I think you have something in your eye. Well, maybe it's not that romantic with you, but Christ, get into it. Take myself up to the porch and take myself inside. I'll make you a little something in a brandy snifter or something. If you like to listen to some of my back records, I got something here. Well, usually about 2:30 in the morning, you've ended up taking advantage of yourself, and there ain't no way around that, you know. Yeah, making a scene with a magazine, there ain't nowhere around. I'll confess, you know, I'm no different, you know. I'm not weird about it or anything. I don't tie myself up first. I just, you know, I just kind of spend a little time with myself. Never been no Valentino, but had a girl living in Reno. Left me for a trumpet player, but it didn't get me down. He was wanted for assault, though I said it weren't his fault. You know the coppers rode him right out of town. I've been sleeping until the crack of noon. Midnight howling and I'm holding out there going out when I want to. Coming on when I please. Have to ask permission. Won't I go out fishing? Never have to ask for the key. I feel kind of selfish about my privacy. Now as long as I can be with me, we get along so well, I can't even believe it. Love that you're the fat with folks, I've been listening to all your dirty jokes. I'm so thankful for these friends I do receive. I've been sleeping until the crack of noon. Midnight howling and I'm mooning, I've been going out when I want. Coming on when I please. Have to ask permission. I want to go out fishing. Never have to ask for the keys. No. Yeah. faces. Yeah, you know the kind. Forget to remember me when you hear. Some of these days you're gonna miss me, baby. Some of these days you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my kissing. You're gonna miss my hugging. You're gonna miss me, baby. When I'm far away, but I feel so lonely, body lonely. Ah, but honey, you had your way. When you leave me, I know it's gonna grieve me. You're gonna miss me, baby, oh, when you're gone. Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, baby. Days you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my kissing. You're gonna miss my hugging. You're gonna miss me, baby. When I'm far away, will I be so lonely? For you only. Ah, but honey, you had your way. When you leave me, I know it's gonna grieve.
If you're really a spam dad,
music. Si, se, descubre, tu mentira, hazle frente a las consecuencias. Face up to, you must face up to responsibilities instead of running away, and that's a fact. Debes enfrentarte con las responsabilidades e no huir de ellas. Fair and square. If you play the game fair and square, you will always come out ahead. Si eres sincero y honesto, triunfarás en tus cosas. That's all.
That sounds really good to me.
I hope you learned a lot in Funky and Smoky Spanish Corner.
Here on USVFM. Well, Eric, how's it going with you? How was your week?
Oh, it was a nice week.
You were supposed to go down to Virginia or something, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I might hop by there a little later on in the program. We'll see what happens.
I see.
Yeah,
that's really true. You never know what's going to happen next.
Oh, not especially not on this program. Yeah. Who knows what we're going to be doing tonight? In fact, there's anything's possible. We could be talking to all sorts of people all over the world.
How'd you like our blind date for today?
Oh, I thought that was very interesting and informative, too, as always.
Yeah. That guy who does them really comes up with some great lines.
Yeah, I'll say.
Say, listen, you know,
what?
Somebody was telling me the other day, this little story. This carrot and a cabbage were walking down a street together.
Oh, boy.
And they're just walking, taking a little walk, and yeah. All of a sudden this car comes screeching out of control.
We know the cars. Yeah, okay.
And... Do we have sound effects?
No, we don't have that yet.
And,
we're working on it.
Yeah, so this car goes screeching out of control and it runs over the cabbage. Almost flattens it. And so the cabbage is kind of ill. And so they decide to take him to a hospital on an ambulance. So the ambulance comes,
right,
scoops him up and sticks him on a stretcher and takes him to the hospital. And the carrot is his best friend, you know. So the carrot's walking up and down the hospital aisles, doesn't know what's going to happen to the poor cabbage. So they're just walking around, having a good time, you know, not really having a good time. But the carrot's pacing through the halls. And an hour goes by, and no word. 2 hours, three, four, finally, after about 4 or 5 hours, the doctor comes out and says to the carrot, you know, your friend the cabbage, well, I've got some good news, and I've got some bad news. The good news is this, is that he's alive. Your friend, he's alive.
The bad news.
The bad news is...
Why don't we laugh now and get it over with?
The bad news is... The rest of his life, he's going to be a vegetable. Oh, boy. Didn't like that one, huh? Well, Eric has decided to walk down to Virginia, and why not just go right into another song here on Radio Free Long Island?
The bed,
Well, we're just going to interrupt the music of Togo here because they're giving me a little bit of diarrhea. Sorry, gang. Well, you are tuned to Radio Free Long Island, and Bunky and Spunky, I think they're in the other studio there.
Yeah, we sure are. You should take some kale peptate. We'll try you up in a jiffy.
Yeah, I'll bet it will. So, what's new, boys and girls? Now, your folks are... Your mommy's going to be pretty mad at you if you don't come home shortly.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave real soon. I'm getting awfully sleepy.
And what about you, Spunky? Uh-huh.
But this is real exciting.
Yeah, it's putting me to sleep, actually.
That's not nice.
Well, kids, what kind of music do you like?
Well, golly, you know, our favorite rock group is the Monkees.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in fact, we just heard our close personal friend Peter Tork is in New York City now. So if you're listening to us, Peter, hi.
We're thinking of you.
Every minute of every day.
Yes, sirree.
And in fact, to show you how good Peter is, can you play a song for us, Mr. Mike?
Well, I don't know.
One of our favorites. It's called Auntie Griselda.
Who?
Auntie Griselda.
What do you give me if I do?
Some M&Ms?
No, you're not supposed to say brand names, and you're not supposed to say kale pectate either.
Well, not... you said that. You're not playing.
Yes, I am.
Things in Virginia?
Oh, they're doing pretty well, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit warmer down there than it is here. But
how much
it still warmer? Gets kind of, it's about, I'd say, a good 7, 8 degrees. But at night, especially up in the mountains, it gets cold.
7, 8 degrees warmer?
Yeah, well, in the mountains, it gets colder, in fact, than it does here right now. Mm-hmm. It's like in the mid-20s.
Yeah.
And over by the Appalachian Trail, it's about the same, really, here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll head down there during the next song, give you some more information.
Yeah. Well, there was a question I meant to ask you. Damn if I know. Do you have anything interesting to say?
No, not really. Uh-huh. Not at this moment, anyway.
Oh, we're going to have to make some phone calls. We're going to have to make some phone calls a little later.
Certainly.
You want to do one now?
Our phone is kind of tired, I think. All those calls we just got before from complaints, objections, that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay. Well, you tell me what to do. I'm just going to go lie down for a little while.
Well,
I'm very tired and beat, you know?
Yeah, we all know. Well, how's your week been? You haven't told me that.
Well, you didn't ask.
Okay, just ask.
Yeah, right. My week's been okay. My boss was his last day today, and we kind of had a little get-together for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's not your boss anymore?
That's very true.
He's a regular person now.
He's a regular guy. Says he's going out to California or something like that. I don't know why.
Well, a lot of people go out to California.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can contact some people out there and find out why they went there.
Well, why don't we?
We can do that. We can do anything we want.
Well,
we're Radio Free Long Island.
These days you may feel that your dream car is turning into a giant nightmare, what with the skyrocketing costs of fuel, maintenance, and parts costs. It can be tough just trying to keep your car on the road. But help is on the way. The JCPenney Company's 500 auto service centers will soon be offering free car care clinics for consumers nationwide. And to tell us more about the program is Robert Johnson, National Automotive Service Advisor for the JCPenney Company. For Campus Close-Up, this is Glenn Toronto with Robert Johnson in New York. Welcome, Bob.
Hello, Glenn.
How will these clinics benefit the car owners?
The clinics are basically set up to highlight the importance of preventive maintenance on their particular vehicle.
One of the things that we're attempting to do is
to give the car owner some tips on how to provide simple maintenance on his own vehicle without the expenditure of a lot of tools and equipment.
And when you go into a dealer or a facility to have your car repaired,
are you getting your money's worth out of your repairs?
Well, do you feel that most people are unaware of the needs of preventive maintenance?
I don't think it's so much being unaware as not wanting to take the time to go ahead and provide it.
Well, how can I make sure that my car is getting the proper care required for its make and model? Not all cars are alike.
The preventive maintenance is spelled out in large detail in the owner's manual that you get with your vehicle at the point of sale. The maintenance schedule should give you the optimum performance in your vehicle.
What will be some of the other points covered
at the car clinic?
Besides the preventive maintenance, we're going to be talking about safety. And safety in our business ranges from alignments to brakes and right on
down to something very basic such as tires. Also,
a subject that everybody seems to want to talk about today is fuel efficiency. Fuel efficiency is very important. Can you give us some idea what areas the clinics will be covering on this topic?
Some of the areas that we'll be covering are the replacement of spark plugs,
some of the basic distributor services down to something as simple as maintaining the proper pressure in your tires.
Who will be giving these free clinics at the Penny Service Centers? The clinics will be held by the auto center managers or the service managers in those particular locations.
And I should go to them to find out when they're going to be having these.
They
will be able to give you a schedule of when the sessions will be taking place. Now, this is really a break for a lot of people. Thank you very much, Bob.
They're definitely Radio Free Long Island material, har-har.
I'll say.
Boy, what is this, the dub version of Radio Free Long Island?
Strictly dub, man.
Yeah. Oh, someone loves you, honey. Yeah. Let's not go through that again.
That's a little bit too crazy.
Yeah. Well.
So, let me move these things over here.
Yeah, it looks like you have a whole package of sound effects there.
Well, no, these aren't really sound effects.
What are they, Stardates or something?
Boxes, yeah. I don't know what they're doing over here. Let me just...
Oh. Drop them on the counter there, why don't you?
Oh, boy. Let me just go over there and...
Oh.
We leave too many things lying around this studio.
How are we supposed to move around? Why does Birgit put his $900 cassette deck right in front of the doorway?
I got news for him. It's not worth $900 anymore. About five people have fallen over it today alone.
Alone.
It's crazy. It's because nobody can lift the damn thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you know, last week, I think I'm going to do this a little bit later on.
What's that?
Last week we called up a bunch of people in New York, asked them how they like New York.
We had some interesting people.
Yeah, we did.
A guy in a museum, another girl in the answering service.
Yeah.
All sorts of people.
We talked to the answering service of David Brenner.
This is a fact. Yeah.
This is really
true.
We
did do that. We didn't plan on doing that. We planned on talking to a locksmith. We just somehow traced our way over to that.
But that was last week. If you were there, you would have heard it. If you didn't hear it, well, it's tough toenails. You missed it.
And it's never going to be repeated.
Well, I don't
never, never. The sun will explode in a supernova before that's repeated.
Well, you're going to have to ask Joel Block about that.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I kind of went into a little bit of an editorial there, asking, off-the-cuff editorial, why the hell we didn't have a Suffolk telephone directory.
Yeah. You hear that?
Sounds like a...
There's a riot outside.
Yeah. Outside.
Why we didn't have a Suffolk telephone book.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a very good reason for that. I mean...
Because we're in Suffolk.
Well, right, exactly. This is Suffolk County, and what would be more of a popular commodity to have than a Suffolk telephone book? So everybody, of course, would want one of those, whereas you wouldn't want one in Staten Island or the Bronx or anything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people in the Bronx have those.
Right. Well, I'm happy to report that several of our listeners actually sent us their spare copies of the Suffolk telephone directory.
Really? That's... Oh, wow.
So we can actually look through the pages here.
I have to say something about Suffolk County. It's a very generous county. People do things for you like that. And
it's
you won't find that anywhere else. Not Nassau County, they wouldn't do that.
Well,
I doubt it very much. Okay, all right. Let's see if Nassau County is as generous. People in Nassau who are listening to us now, send us your phone books, okay?
Okay.
And if you can get more phone books here than the Suffolk County people did, then we will retract that statement and say Nassau County people are very generous. But right now, I think they're kind of stingy.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just...
I had a flat tire the other day in Nassau County, and I asked somebody passing by if he'd, you know... Since his car was parked, if he'd just take his tire off and give it to me so I could get home. I had to move. He said no. Can you believe that?
You know,
but I asked somebody else if I could just borrow his car instead. You know, he wouldn't have to go to the trouble of taking the tire off.
Mm-hmm.
I could just take
no
the car
too.
Home. He said no, too. That's all counting. I don't understand it. How can people be like that? This is
Right now we have two Suffolk telephone directories.
Two of them.
Yeah, I'd like to leaf through the directory here, and we can actually have one.
A lot of people in Suffolk. I didn't realize that before.
Yeah, the book must weigh a good few pounds.
Can you rip one of those in half, like some people?
Yeah.
Do?
Well, I haven't done one lately, but I used to be very good at that.
Maybe later on in the program.
You know what the trick is to that? You take the binding of it and you crack it over your knee, and that starts the rip. And then you just pull it apart like that. It's really not that hard.
I never see them do that. I always see them just take it in the hands and rip it. I mean, there's another part of that they don't show us?
Yeah. They have to crack the binding on their knee.
Wow. Interesting fact there. But now, what do you want to do with that phone book?
Well, no. What I wanted to do was make a mock stereo effect for the folks at home. And that's very easy to do by going like this, sticking this in here like that.
Well, while Mike's gone, we...
I'm over here now.
I'm over there, I guess.
Okay. Now,
this means nothing to people who don't have stereos.
That's true. Now, you take this phone book here.
Okay.
Okay. And you rustle the pages. It is heavy. You rustle the pages in front of your microphone, and I'll rustle my pages in front of my microphone.
This is alternative radio at its finest. Rustling pages of Suffolk phone books on the air.
And I guess I should say right here and now that this would not have happened if it wasn't for the generosity of our Suffolk County listeners.
That's right. This is our listeners responsible for this program here.
Exactly.
So don't write to us. Write to them.
I'd sure like to have a couple of phone books from sent out from Connecticut as well. I know there's one or two people up there listening.
Hey, I ripped a good 200 pages there. That's not bad.
That's good.
Maybe I can do something.
That's very good. Well, okay. So much for our little experiment.
Well, that part of the program is over now.
There we go. We're back in mono.
Good.
Uh-huh. And they said it couldn't be done.
And they were right.
Absolutely. Positively, to boot. So.
What do you want to do next?
Well, I'm kind of in the mood for some madness. Well, madness it is. But, things are kind of wacky here at the radio station. As you may have guessed from that. It's all a big hoax. Mr. Eric isn't here, but in the other studio, we have his... Okay, see if you can talk in an Eric voice.
Hi. Gosh! Okay! Hello! I'm Eric!
I think Spunky did it better. Okay. Well, from the boys and girls here at Radio Free Long Island, I don't know, I think it's about time that we say goodbye.
You know, that's a really good idea.
So we're just going to walk on out the door.
Goodbye!
Goodbye, Bunky and Spunky. You know, it was really fun the last... let's just talk for a few minutes. How's that sound?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. How about you?
Just don't touch any of those buttons, Monkey. Oh, you mean this? Oh, sorry. Oh, what about this big button that says transmitter on and off?
No, please don't touch it.
Oh, okay.
Please, kids.
Monkey. I'm getting cranky. It's past my bedtime.
Yes.
Stop pinching me.
So So, do you have anything that you can tell us? Any more spontaneous-type public service announcements? We got the
Yeah, orders. Speaking about spontaneous, you should be careful about spontaneous combustion.
Uh-huh.
If your buddy suddenly catches on fire, you should hose him real good with a fire extinguisher or whatever liquid's handy. Except if it's gasoline.
Oh.
And if that doesn't work, get out the marshmallows fast. No, that's not nice. I'm sorry. I take it back.
Well, you sure are getting cranky.
Yeah, I want to go to sleep.
Well, you're not going to sleep in this radio station, or else we're going to start charging you rent.
But I don't have any money other than my allowance.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get a nickel a week, and more if I'm good.
But what about your paper route?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
Golly gee.
Yeah, I think you must make 75 cents from that.
That's right. In fact, in another 3 months, I'll be able to buy a decal for my bike.
A decal? What's it going to say?
Don't play with glass decals!
Of course. Oh, well. Well...
You know, I could talk like this, too. Chunky, where did you come from?
I've been in here the whole time. I was hiding behind Mr. Mike.
Oh, no.
Boy, I haven't seen you two in a long time. When'd you get out of the hospital?
When they let me out.
Oh.
Glad to see you can still walk, Chunky.
Did you? Well, you know, it's rough, but me and... Oh, Tommy and Bobby, we're never going to play with plastic caps again, that's for sure.
Well, we're glad you learned your lesson.
Well, it was all because of you two, and if it wasn't because of you, I don't know what would have happened.
Just be careful in the future, Chunky.
Okay, well, I'm going to go now. I'm going to leave you with my capable friend, Mr. Mike.
Okay.
Where do these kids with the high-pitched squeals come from, anyway? What's going on in there?
Oh, I'm just falling asleep, that's all.
I am, too. Well, it's...
3 o'clock.
Mommy's gonna get a spanking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mom and Dad are probably waiting up for us right now.
Well, you could tell them that you thought it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, kids, well, I'm going to just turn you off.
Bye.
Bye. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
This is WUSB Stony Brook, New York. WUSB is licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate in stereo on an assigned carrier frequency of 90.1 MHz FCC Channel 211 at an effective radiated power of 4,000 watts directional. WUSB is funded and operated by the undergraduate students of the State University of New York at Stony Brook on behalf of the licensee, the State University of New York. Studios and offices for WUSB are located in the Student Union Building on the Stony Brook campus, with transmitting facilities located across the road in the Graduate Chemistry Building. All comments and inquiries about WUSB-FM and its programming should be addressed to the Program Director, WUSB-FM, SUNY at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. At this time, WUSB leaves the air. Have a good night.